Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a question that a lot of people are asking right now. Is now the right time to invest in Longboat Key? David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this because Longboat Key is such a unique market. And honestly, the timing question is something I get asked all the time from both local and out-of-state investors.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, Longboat Key has such a reputation as this exclusive high-end destination. What's making people curious about it right now? What's changed in the market?
Well, you know, Longboat Key has always been desirable, but what's interesting is that the market dynamics are shifting. You've got a lot of factors at play: interest rates, buyer sentiment, inventory levels, and they all paint a pretty compelling picture for the right investor at the right time.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you say the right investor at the right time, what does that actually look like? Like, who should be thinking about jumping in?
Great question. So if you're someone who's looking at Longboat Key as a long-term investment, whether that's a primary residence, a vacation home, or a rental property, the fundamentals are really strong. You've got limited inventory, which keeps demand high, and the area has proven resilience over time. The buyers who are doing well are the ones who aren't trying to time the market perfectly, but rather who understand the value proposition of the area itself.
I love that perspective. So it's less about catching the absolute bottom and more about understanding what you're actually buying into. What would you say to someone who's hesitant and maybe waiting for prices to drop?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, right? And I get it. Everyone wants to buy low. But here's the thing. Longboat Key isn't a speculative market. It's a premium location with real, tangible value. Waiting for a significant price drop could mean missing out on inventory that never comes back on the market. Plus, if you're planning to hold for the long term, short-term price fluctuations matter less than the overall trajectory of the area.
That makes so much sense. So if someone does decide to move forward, what should they be thinking about? Like, what are the key things they need to consider before making that investment?
First, be clear on your goals. Are you buying for personal use, income, or appreciation? Second, work with someone who knows the local market intimately, not just the general real estate landscape, but Longboat Key specifically. Third, think about the lifestyle component. This isn't just an investment, it's a place you might actually want to spend time. And finally, make sure your financing is solid and your timeline aligns with your strategy.
That's really practical advice. I think a lot of people overlook that lifestyle piece, especially with a place like Longboat Key. It's not just numbers on a spreadsheet, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes Longboat Key special. You're not just buying property. You're buying into a community, a lifestyle, a location with real staying power. The people who are happiest with their investments here are the ones who fell in love with the place first and saw the investment value second.
Well, this has been really insightful, David. I think you've given people a lot to think about. Is there anything else you'd want someone considering a Longboat Key investment to know?
Just this. Don't let analysis paralysis keep you from exploring your options. If Longboat Key is on your radar, reach out, look at what's available, and have a real conversation about whether it makes sense for you. The market won't wait forever, and neither should your dreams of owning in a place like this.
Love that. David Liberatore, thanks so much for being here and breaking this down for us. If anyone wants to learn more or get in touch, where can they find you?
Thanks for having me. People can reach out through my website or give me a call directly. I'm always happy to talk real estate and help people figure out if Longboat Key is the right move for them.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this episode of My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.